It's time again for the city of Charlotte to draw up its annual budget, including a renewed push to raise property taxes for capital projects. Last year's capital investment program proved so large and divisive that the council and mayor couldn't agree on any plan. They still can't. And in the interim, those divisions have proven to run deeper than city council politics. They've shown up across Charlotte, and they're the topic of a special WFAE public forum tonight at Spirit Square. WFAE's Julie Rose will moderate that discussion, and she's with me now. Julie, are these divisions new?
Well, of course, there are always divisions in a community, and neighborhoods will feel neglected. There will be citizens that feel like their tax dollars are being wasted. So, no, of course, that's not new. But, you know, Mayor Anthony Fox the other night did seem to suggest that he thinks things have grown worse. Here's an excerpt from Monday's city council meeting.
One thing that I continue to worry about is that our city is having a harder time pulling for itself. The future of our city is actually a little cloudy.
So what does Fox mean by that?
When he says pulling for itself, I actually think what he's really talking about there is pulling together. If you look at this really ugly fight locally and with Raleigh over who should control the Charlotte airport, that is clearly on the mayor's mind. But you can also look at the city council's total inability to agree on a capital investment program, and particularly the idea of a streetcar. I'm sure that'll come up in our public conversation tonight at Spirit Square. The fact is that Charlotte has grown enormously for decades by annexing neighborhoods as they've sprung up. So what you get today is very distinct parts of the city with very different needs and some real frustration from all quadrants of the city. One of our guests tonight is Tim Timmerman. He's with a group in South Charlotte that would actually like to secede from the city. Here's a bit from him.
You can talk about stadiums, all the things that have built, all that concrete jungle. It's uptown. It hasn't done a darn thing for South Mecklenburg. We have been the ATM for the city.
How does he think South Charlotte has been an ATM for the city?
Well, that's interesting. If you look at all the property taxes the city collects, half of them come from South Charlotte. So on a map, that area looks like a wedge, and that's where we get this talk about the city's tax base being way out of whack with this one wedge in South Charlotte that is really subsidizing many of the older, declining neighborhoods that form a sort of crescent around uptown. Depending on where you live in this wedge crescent scenario, you will have very different views about how tax dollars ought to be spent.
And one of those views tonight is new city manager Ron Carley. He's on the panel to give his take on the challenges. Who else do we have?
We'll have representatives from several neighborhood associations from different parts of the city. So we'll get a pretty broad perspective. And we're also hoping the audience will chime in for some good discussion.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
You're welcome.